Today we talk about the age-old idiom, counting your chickens before your eggs hatch. I'm Dr. Mark Amos, and this is Taco About Fertility Tuesday. Now, you're probably thinking after hearing my intro, why are we talking about chickens? But we're not. What we're talking about is the question, can you determine how many live births you'll get from how many eggs you end up fertilizing? And where this comes from is that there are some people who don't want to make a lot of embryos. Matter of fact, they only want to make the number of embryos that they can to have that many children. So for example, if they want two children, they only want to make two embryos. And so I thought I should probably create a podcast that allows me to help people determine how many eggs they should fertilize, and from there, how many would they expect to make embryos. Now, it's important when I talk about this that these are statistics we're talking about. No one can ever predict exactly how many embryos you'll get. Technically, for every egg you fertilize, you could technically get an embryo, and every embryo could lead to a live birth. So if you absolutely want zero risk, then the only thing you can do is do one egg, fertilize with one sperm, and then make one embryo and see what happens and do it over and over and over. But for most people, that's going to be very expensive. It's not very realistic. So what we're going to talk about is what's realistic and what you can do. So for the patient who doesn't want to make a lot of eggs, what they can do is called selective insemination, where they only selectively inseminate a certain amount of eggs. But this calculation is a little bit difficult because we think of IVF and we hear about these cases where someone got tons of embryos. And even at our place, we have a patient who has something like 26 embryos frozen. But that is the outlier. That is not the norm. Most people make between 1 and 4 embryos, even when they get lots of eggs. And so what my goal is today is if you're someone who doesn't want to make a lot of embryos, talk about selecting which ones you fertilize. The goal should be is still get a lot of eggs. You don't want to do this a whole bunch of times. So you still want to get the eggs in your IVF cycle, freeze the rest as eggs, and then what you'll do is you'll selectively fertilize some of the eggs and see how they do. So if you only selectively fertilize 8 eggs and you only get 1 embryo, but you want 2 embryos, then you go and you thaw a few more eggs and you keep going until you feel comfortable. And what I'm going to talk about is how do you determine then how many eggs to fertilize? And the way you do that is you work backwards. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, I do want to preface, this is just statistics. I cannot predict how many embryos you'll have and how many embryos will take to become pregnant. But using statistics, we can at least give you a general idea so that can help you determine how many you want to selectively fertilize. Step one, you have to determine how many kids you want to have. It makes a big difference if you only want 1 kid versus wanting 8 kids. If you're wanting 8 kids, then you probably don't need to do any type of selective insemination because the chance of you having enough embryos to have 8 live births is going to be low. On the other hand, the other thing we have to look at is age. Age plays a big part on the chances of something working or not. The other thing that comes into play is the success of the lab. If you have a place that only has a 10% live birth rate, then it's going to take more embryos to end up having a live birth versus a place that has a higher live birth rate. And so using all these things, we can make a general idea. Now, I can't know every clinical practice, so I'm only going to talk about this from the standpoint of average pregnancy rates based off of the CDC data. Now, what you'll do is you start first with how many kids you want. Now, for simplicity, let's assume 100% live birth rate per embryo put back. So if you want X number of kids, then you have to say, okay, well, I have to start with that number of blastocysts. And we know that only about half of the embryos that are made through fertilization become blastocyst. So you take that X and you multiply it by 2. And now you have 2X. But then you also have to determine how many eggs you need to fertilize to get to that 2X. But we also know that the fertilization rate is probably going to have to be 70% because you're going to need to do ICSI, which I'll explain in a second. And so you have to now take that 2X and divide that by 0.7 because you're expecting around a 70% fertilization rate. The reason you need to do ICSI is because if you're going to selectively fertilize the eggs, you need to know which eggs are mature and which ones you can fertilize. So if you just took, let's say, 3 eggs and put sperm on them, and then the next day you check and you find that they weren't mature, now you have no embryos. So usually if you're going to do a selective fertilization, you're going to need to strip the eggs, find out which ones are mature, which ones are immature, and then what you'll do is you'll ICSI them to fertilize them. So let's take some real world examples. Let's start with 1 embryo. So all you want is 1 embryo. And to get that, then you have to have at least 2 embryos to start with to have 1 blastocyst. Which means then to be able to get 2 embryos, to be able to get to 1 blastocyst, you have to start with 3 eggs. Now I know what you're thinking, well, 2 divided by 0.7 doesn't make 3, but the thing is you can't have partial embryos. You can't have half of a blastocyst, half of an egg, or half of an embryo. So for that reason, you have to use whole numbers. So to get 1 blastocyst, you have to at least usually start with 3 eggs. Now again, that doesn't mean you can't have 3 eggs become 3 embryos. It can. But we have to use statistics somewhere so you can have a starting point. And what about 2? Well, the same principle here. If you take 2 blastocysts, and you want to make that, you have to at least start with 4 embryos. And that means you have to start with at least 6 eggs to be able to get those 4 embryos. And then those 4, likely half of them will make it to blastocyst and you'll have 2 embryos. And for 3 blastocysts, you need to start with 9 eggs. And for 4 blastocysts, you need to start with 12 eggs. So as you can see, as you keep going up in the number of blastocysts, you're pretty much adding 3 more eggs that have to be fertilized. So then it's solved. If you just want 1 kid, you just need 1 embryo. But unfortunately, it's not that simple. The next part of this equation is you have to realize that there are different chances of being pregnant just by age. Now, for simplicity, we're going to use someone who is under 35, which we know that 60% of the embryos are going to be at least normal from a genetic standpoint, and so a better chance of working. What this means is if you have 1 embryo, meaning a blastocyst at the end, you have a 60% chance that that embryo is euploid, meaning normal from a genetic standpoint. And if it is euploid, that means then that embryo has almost a 60%+ chance of ending in a live birth. So even if you have an embryo, it doesn't mean it's euploid. And even if you have a euploid embryo, it doesn't mean it's always going to work. It's only going to work 60%+ of the time in a live birth. So the question then is, well, what's the chances of having a euploid embryo? Well, again, this is based off of age. So if you are 35 or younger, if you have 1 embryo, you have a 60% chance of at least the embryo being euploid. If you have 2 embryos, again, blastocysts we're talking about, there's at least a 75% chance that 1 of the embryos are going to be euploid. What if you have 3? Well, now we're up to an 87.5% chance that at least 1 embryo will be euploid. And if you have 4, we're up to 93.75% chance. But what about other age groups? What are their statistics? Unfortunately, it's very dismal. At 38 years of age, with 1 embryo, there's approximately a 30% chance of it being euploid as a blastocyst. With 2 blastocysts, the chance of having 1 euploid embryo is around 51%. With 3 blastocysts, there's a 65.7% chance that at least 1 is euploid, and by the fourth embryo, at least a 75.99% chance that at least one is euploid, meaning even with four blastocysts at age 38, there is only a 75.99% chance that one of the embryos is going to be euploid. If you get to age 40, it gets worse. One embryo only has a 20% chance of being euploid. Two blastocysts, 36% chance, three, 48.8, and four, 59.04%. When you get to 42, only 10% chance with one embryo. Two embryos will give you a 19% chance that at least one of the blastocysts are euploid. Three will give you a 27.1% chance, and four will give you a 34.39% chance that at least one of the blastocysts are euploid. That's not even a 50% chance. Let's dig a little deeper. What are the chances if you wanted to make sure you had a 90% chance of getting one euploid embryo? How many embryos will you statistically need in each age group to get a 90% chance that one of your blastocysts come back euploid? So we talked about this. 35 and under, it's about three embryos. That gives you around a 90% chance at least one will be euploid. At age 38, it takes about seven to have a 90% chance. By age 40, 11 embryos. And by age 42, about 22 blastocysts. Now keep in mind, this isn't always true. I have many patients who are 42, get six embryos and get a normal one. So these are a little bit on the high side, but this is just the statistics, not actually real world. The reason real world is a little bit different is because not every blastocyst is going to be biopsied. So what you see in biopsies are slightly different than what we would see if we could actually know the DNA of every blastocyst that's made. But the important point here is you can see this gets very difficult once you get over age 35. And so when someone comes to me and says, I want to make sure I don't have a lot of embryos left over and I want to do selective fertilization, I get very nervous because I know if they're 38, it could take up to seven embryos to at least have a 90% that there is one euploid. If they're wanting two kids, there's no reason to do selective fertilization. But the thing is, there's this ethical dilemma. It doesn't matter what the statistics say. If you fertilize four eggs, you can get four embryos. Matter of fact, I just had a patient who I've been with for many, many years. And this patient went through multiple transfers on their first time going through IVF. And on the last transfer, she finally got pregnant. So then she came to my clinic and we went through IVF and we did PGT testing this time. And a lot of her embryos were abnormal and she would not get a lot of embryos that were euploid every time. And she went through this and had a live birth and she went through again and had another live birth. And she recently came back and they're like, we have one more pregnancy in us. And so I said, let's do it. And she was fairly reasonable about what to expect. Matter of fact, I feel like she was almost pessimistic and I was more optimistic than her. But she's a bit older and so she knew that her chances were going to be lower. But what's crazy is we ended up with more euploid embryos on this one cycle with less eggs developed than she has on any of her prior cycles, even when she was really young, less than 30. So the point is, no one can predict the future. We can only look at the statistics and plan from that. And so at the end of the day, if ethically you cannot have an extra embryo left over, then you have to do one at a time. But for the rest of you, you have this formula. If you're under age 35, I would tell you for every embryo you want to transfer, you need at least three eggs. And statistically speaking, it takes about two embryos to really have a good chance of having a live birth. And so if you're starting with two blasts, you're really talking about at minimum six eggs. And what's interesting about that is that's the same number of eggs that usually you get when you buy donor eggs, six eggs for one live birth. Now, if you're someone who is wanting more kids, I would say once you're looking at 2-3 kids, you can safely fertilize up to 16 eggs, maybe even as high as 20, and feel very comfortable. But as we discussed, if you don't feel comfortable with even having one extra blastocyst around, you're going to have to be more conservative. And usually that's what I do. I give patients a conservative number to fertilize and a little more liberal number. In the end, if this was all the same cost, it wouldn't matter. The problem is there is a lot of cost associated with this. Every time you want another egg out, they have to thaw it. Then they have to use a new ICSI needle. Then they have to culture it out. There is a lot of cost associated with this, and it is never cheap to do this. So it's very important that you understand what you're getting yourself into. Now, is there any other option? There is. So what some people do is they do very small mini stems, and then they make just a few eggs, and then they fertilize them, and they put back the embryos, which usually is like one or two, and give it a shot. And usually that's with a fresh transfer, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, then they start again. Now, this can also be expensive because you don't have as many embryos, and potentially it can take multiple tries. So for most people, it's probably better just to go through the IVF process, make a lot of eggs, and selectively fertilize some of the eggs and keep the rest, so that way you have to go through the whole process of stimulating the eggs to get them. Because that's probably the biggest cost out of all this. So the simple answer is, just remember this mathematical equation. 1 minus, open parentheses, 1 minus 0.60, close parentheses, to the power of n, greater than or equal to 0.90. All you need to do is now solve for n, and then take that number, multiply it by 2, divide it by 0.7, and you will have the number of eggs you need to fertilize for your situation. Now, you'll change the 0.60 to whatever your chances are of getting pregnant at that clinic per embryo. Or I guess you can just have a consult with your fertility doctor and they might be able to help you with it versus doing all the math. Either way, it's a tough decision. I truly appreciate the ethical dilemma and the stress that people must go through when they're worrying about making too many embryos. And so this is a way that you can at least figure out how many to inseminate so you can make sure that you feel comfortable with how many embryos you're going to make. And as I said, this is just a discussion. You really should talk to your doctor. It's going to be different at each clinic, and you want to get their blessing on how many they think you should fertilize. But you can always refer to this to help you at least walk into that conversation with some knowledge. I hope this podcast was helpful for someone today. Maybe you're going through this or going to be going through this. Maybe you have family or friends who are going through this, and you can let them know about this podcast to help them make those tough decisions. If you love this podcast and you want to help us spread the word, please give us a 5-star review on your favorite medium and tell your friends about us. As always, I look forward to doing this every week and look forward again next week to talking to you on Talk About Fertility Tuesday.